February 16, 2010, review of the VCD of Pujaniruma Parishan 2001 special time in September, when people look at their own faults, and the topic is the interference and the havocs that are caused by the intellect, buddhina bakheda, the interferences and the consequences of interfering intellect, interin. Generally, she says, Niruma, generally there is a sense that intellect is a good thing. It is on the basis of intelligence and intellect that one can get the one's work accomplished, and it is very much praised in the world. And that is why for infinite lifetimes, we human beings have really promoted the intellect and also followed the intellect, followed the dictates of the intellect. Whatever the intellect prompts us from within, we go in that direction. And until one attains Gnan, yes, and that is true until one attains Gnan, or G capital N-A-N, or self-knowledge. And then after attaining the knowledge of the self, the self-realization, it is not so important because the vision has completely changed. Before, we used to live on the basis of intellect, and now the Gnan says that intellect is not necessary for your life. Everybody has had the experience in religion that, and the moment the sun rises and comes into the home, everybody wakes up. Wake up as soon as the sun rises? Why do they turn off their individual room lights, the lights at night? Because it is not necessary to have the light of the home when the sun is rise. Light is available. It is not necessary to have the artificial light when the sunlight is available. Yes. Yes, everybody needs light. If the sunlight is not there, then the light at home at night, electricity is needed. But when this light of a million suns is available, sunlight is available, then where is the necessity for this artificial light, man-made light, and here the light of the intellect, which is reflected through the ego. This is available free of cost, the light of the sun. However, when there are interferences in life, interferences with individual interactions with other human beings, then one recognizes that that light has been misused. The light of the intellect has been misused. However, this intellect has taken such a hold within every human being. And because she says that you married me for infinite lifetimes, and now you're trying to divorce me, how dare you? We're not going to let go of you. Then we should say, according to Dada, what the heck do you mean you're not going to leave? Insult her and she will leave. Tell her to go to her home. Yes. And yes, periodically she will complain to the owner, what the hell do you mean? I'm going to go away to my father's home. an intellect representing the woman who has come into the new home, but yet, but if you tell her, okay, go, then she'll say, I'm not going to leave. So, yes, many women complain that they're going to go away to their parents' homes. However, she will not go. Then Niruma is asking a lady sitting there, will you go back to your husband's, to your father's place, having come to the new home of your husband? She'll say no. And on the contrary, she'll say, I'm not going to leave this home. This is my home. If you want to get out, you get out. So this is the nature of the intellect which has taken hold of taken its deep establishment within human beings. Even if you tell it to leave 1,000,000 times, she is not going to leave. She would not leave. And intellect, the reason one wants intellect to leave is because it is verily the one that causes conflicts and interferences and sees faults of other human beings. It's Niruma says she will quieten down only if you stop listening to her. If you have not listened to her 100 times, and if you listen to her one more time again, she will take her position within you. That is how powerful it is. She is. Buddhi or intellect has been given a female role here. And so, and in fact, even if you listen to her 1 out of 100 times, she will grab hold of you and carry you away into the realm of the into the realm of the non-self complex and worldly interaction conflicts. And only the jnanis, the awakened ones, can have a role which is, which makes the intellect subservient to them, and slowly that intellect in such beings subside. Recognize that she is an enemy within, a dushman, an enemy. And just imagine what would happen if you allow an enemy to continue to live within your own home. And she will continue to dig your own grave. Will she not? Will she not? Or continue to do certain things that will continue to harm and hurt you. Therefore, so there is two types of intellect. One is viparit or misguided or wrong intellect. And the other one is samyak buddhi or right-sided, right-guided and well-guided and beneficial intellect. And viparit intellect or viparit or wrong intellect, misguided intellect is such that not only does it create inner conflicts and disturbances within, but also as a consequence of her activity, the other people in the home also will be very disturbed and upset and in turmoil. Samyak buddhi, on the other hand, samyak, S-A-M-Y-A-K, intellect, or well-guided intellect is such that it will create positivity and a harmonious environment within oneself as well as all around it. She will always make the right kind of adjustments and find the positive even in a very difficult situation and make the best of it, like sugar blending into tea or milk. Yes. And the right intellect will always be able to accept constructive criticisms from others and will always find will be associated with a sublimated ego, whereby will accept all constructive suggestions and move forward in a harmonious manner. But a misguided viparit or wrong intellect will always find the error in everything, find the fault in the others, hang on to the negative aspect of it, negate all the positive points, and create difficult situations amidst those where there could have been a very harmonious, multi multi-sided interaction. So it creates a fire even when it was all the evidences were conducive for a very beautiful circumstance. So this is the nature of the ugly intellect, the enemy intellect. And so Niruma says, what is the use of such intellect? Why don't you eradicate it from the very root? However, this intellect is such that it will continue to find faults with others and continue to bicker and continue to act like this, act like the poisonous enemy that resides within. And its role is to continue to multiply worldly interactions only, and it will only show how to improve worldly interactions issues only. How to only multiply worldly interactions only. It is trying in its own way to improve or to show this worldly life in a good light. What when one sits near a Jnani, listens to a Jnani, and if one sits with a Jnani for an hour, at that time the intellect subsides a little. And when Jnana is received, when self-knowledge is received in the Jnana Vidhi, Prajna, the liberating force of the self that makes one go higher, is the force whereby one can then begin to really have some kind of a superior role over the intellect. Otherwise, the intellect is very, very difficult. And now otherwise the four ladies, when the four ladies get together, one of them will say, oh, we missed you a lot. 4 days ago, we remembered you a lot. And at that time, immediately the intellect of the listener will take over and they'll say, well. Then the intellect, instead of finding the positive notes, aspects of that particular comment, that we missed you a lot, will immediately say, who of these four, I bet she was talking something negative about me, this Champa or this Priya or this Nada was the one who was talking negative about me, and therefore just continue to simmer and start attacking, at least subtly within, the intellect of the one who the negative intellect about finding faults of one of the four of them. And she will continue to simmer and continue to boil this off until the whole conversation takes on negative and then subsequently explosive proportions. So a simple and a straightforward intellect allows one to proceed without any obstructions on the path of liberation. Whereas, it will always allow the one who is enlightened to continue to feel more and more of the bliss of the self as capital. And so Niruma says, recognize that intellect is never to be used for living objects, living human beings, living beings. And yes, one can employ the intellect for non-living things, but never employ the intellect with reference to other human beings. Yes, you are to take the work out of the intellect as if she is a servant. If you guide her as a servant, if you keep constant watch over her, if you don't let her enter into idle talk and criticisms and negativities, then you will find that it will she will stay within her bounds and not take over and recognize that it is you, verily you yourself, Siddharth or Bharat, who has made this intellect, overfed this intellect, so now she is giving you trouble. Supposing the intellect has won by deceiving somebody else, by being deceitful with someone, etc., you kind of continue to cover it up. And so, so if you have it your way, if you have it with insistence, if you deceive somebody, if you suppress somebody through your anger, etc. So, in other words, any implication of the kashayas will only fatten the intellect, make it more ready to fight you, verily the you within. especially in amidst file 1 and file 2, in close interactions between the files at home, the husband and wife. Supposing there is a divisiveness due to differences of opinion, she wants, this is her opinion, this is your opinion, and it goes beyond the opinions where a slow conflict, verbal conflict starts at that time. Supposing there is a conflict between the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law, mother-in-law says this, she is not preparing the tree properly, and then she is not taking care of her children very well, she is not taking care of her child very well, etc., in a joint family. So at that time, upon listening all of these things, the inner intellect, the intellect within the daughter-in-law is constantly conniving and constantly tries listening to it all, wondering how she is going to get back to the mother-in-law. Not the mother-in-law physically, but how to really retort and react to such inner hurtful words, because it is the intellect that has received this hurt, not the Prajna Shakti, the liberating force. And until it leaves, so. But you see, the moment it starts within, as a spinning cycle within, how dare the mother-in-law, who doesn't know anything, hasn't studied even 6th standard, and try to control me, who I am a bachelor of arts, I am a master of fine arts, I am such and such a lady. So against self-worth is the intellect, and so she says, how dare she interfere with me in my life when I am married to her son, and I am also earning, and I am also taking care of the home. And so she keeps on building such a big underlying storm, a storm that is rising but hasn't really expressed yet. And then this tofan or this storm will continue within until it finds its expression in an outburst or in some... outburst in some way or the other. And so... the same intellect that... and the same intellect can also be such that it can also help somebody who was possibly going to be trapped. And so one gives the right kind of advice and say, you know, I knew he was going to get trapped into that thing, and see how I helped that person. And so now he has entered into another trap of garvaras, of tasting the sweet juice of doership. And so this is the very intellect that now goes into the, promotes the doership mode. And the doership mode is the one that really then goes into the garva ras, the mode, which is tasting the sweet juice of doership. So, and then thereby complicating and taking the man in the post-gnan state also deeper into these kind of issues of conflict at the relative level. We ourselves, as the Niruma, we have given the fed this intellect, and we do not recognize that it is the very intellect that is now is being supported, fed, and made to climb on a high horse, so that it will only bother us only, and then she will, when she is not allowed her due food, she will enter into the deception mode. And so the one's own intellect will revolt and rebel from within and say, how dare, no, I want it this way only, I'm going to. And then the person will continue to complain to us and say, Niruma, this intellect is bothering me a lot, I don't know what to do, this intellect is bothering me a lot. Then you should recognize that it is verily this intellect that has become your boss. And having become your boss, it will continue to bother you, and it will not leave you alone. It will not leave you alone, and therefore, Niruma says, this is happening because in small matters with reference to human interactions, with interactions with other Mahatmas and not Mahatmas, you are continually allowing the use of intellect, whereas you are supposed to see the self in that person and to settle that account with equanimity. But instead of settling the equanimity, you are entering into the intellect mode only. It's saying, this is the way I would do it if I were you. This is the way you should do it, or this is the way it should be done, or you know, you also need to do this in order to escape from the clutches of your mother-in-law or your husband or your son, etc. Why? But then you come back to me and say, it says Niruma, I want to become free, I want to remain in the samadhi of the Shuddhatma. But hey you, the one who is dying, how will you remain in samadhi, in equanimity, if you are constantly feeding this intellect, the hungry intellect, ego complex within you? It is the intellect that is being fed, and therefore intellect, being the prime minister, will automatically attain the signature of the blind ego and proceed in the wrong direction in such a far manner. And therefore and so, because you have been giving it so much food, it will become your own enemy, and it will rebel and revolt against you, verily, the owner of this body, mind, speech complex. And then it will show you negativities about other people in terms of how this person is wrong, how this person is the conniving one, how this person is the one who is manipulating this particular process in the current worldly interaction situation, and a little thing that has happened. And so the intellect verily is the one that will continue to show the fault of a specific person in a joint task. And then against such intellectual people are people who are ones who are with an open heart and a warm heart and a straight heart. And they are the ones who are the winners in this whole situation. And therefore, because they do not use their intellect too much, because they do not feed their ego too much, it is very easy for them to remain in the magnificent agnas of the Gnani and move forward so easily on the path of liberation. They have no role of the intellect. Whereas the intellectual people and the intellect using people are the ones who will never allow themselves to be cheated deliberately. And this idea of allowing yourself to be cheated deliberately is a very great application in the post-gnan state. And so this is how it is. And so it is important to allow. You have received this very magnificent gnan of Dadashri. Allow yourself to be cheated. What difference does it make? Allow yourself to be cheated deliberately. You know the other person is kind of being a little bit deceitful, a little bit egoistic, a little bit insistent, a little bit greedy, maybe a little bit whatever in terms of kashai. You are aware of it. The intellect obviously is geared to attack it and make the other person come down. However, allow yourself to be cheated and recognize. And such a person does not take the refuge of the excessive intellect. And as you do not let the excessive intellect, which everybody is nowadays is installed with, if you do not allow the application of the excessive intellect, then the suj or the intuitive inner heart energy will take over, and it will take him beautifully in the path of liberation. And so let him go. Just let him go. It is not necessary to. It is not necessary to really do anything specifically. This intellect, this hyper intellect, this excess intellect is not necessary for the one who is proceeding on the path of liberation at all. And recognize that it is really a major impediment on the path of liberation. And the more you even give it any subtle prompts, And especially if the intellect has become a boss of the person, then it will never move away, and it will find negativities and faults with, forget the Jnani, but it will find faults with the very people who are out there to help in a coordinated manner to get the worldly task done in a smooth manner. And so this intellect is such that it will just kind of enter in a very... And so even if you close the main doors, it will come in through the ventilators or through the little vents that have been kept to allow the entry of the air into the thing. So recognize that this intellect is very dangerous, and it is very, very mischievous, it is very cancerous, it is very... very hungry, it will proceed and multiply very, very viciously within, to the point where it can create a major impediment for even the advanced seeker on the path of liberation. One who has been in Akram Vijnan for a significant period of time. And therefore it is very important to have a very keen study of the intellect within. Where is it that it is... And it is the one who is the advanced seeker looks at his mind, intellect, chit and ego. He continues to see what they are doing. And Dadashri himself says that I have become a Buddha. I am not completely sans intellect. I am not completely without the employment of intellect. The Tirthankar Lord is completely without intellect. But I do have in the fifth era some residual worldly interaction left, and therefore a very subtle level of intellect operation may be there, but hardly noticeable. And Dada Shri, if you become as completely a Buddha, then you as soon as the intellect comes to zero level, there will be the Sarvagnya Pad, which is that all-knowing Pad, the one for whom nothing remains to be left to be known. And that is the absolute enlightenment that expresses from within. Yes. And that is what happens. And then Niruma says, even if our intellect subsides just a little bit, with the consequences are of which that the internal and the external clashes, the internal turmoil and external clashes decrease, that is a sign that the intellect within has quiescent, has quelled. And this recognize that somebody in that particular interaction environment of Mahatmas has allowed his or her intellect to be sublimated and let go. Somebody has to let go. Whereas the one who does not let go is the one who says, I'm not going to let that person cheat me. Whereas the one who wants to proceed on the path of liberation will allow himself or herself to say, I'm going to let go. I'm going to become deliberately cheated. I know that person is quote-unquote behaving in a wrong manner. The reason the quotes is being given is because nobody is behaving in a wrong manner. It is just a wrong understanding. But anyway, from the worldly perspective, that he is really being awkward. And then so there is no choice except to be aware of it and move forward without the collusion. So when one continues to employ the intellect in a persistent manner in order to and thus feed it, and thus therefore feed the clashes, one is really negating the Agna number 3 of Vyavasthit, and does not allow the Vyavasthit, the great magnificent knowledge of Vyavasthit to prevail, which is exactly how it is. And one only multiplies his own difficulties for further the complications within, or further inner burning fire, which only takes away one's own relative peace, not one's own awareness, but one's own relative peace. And so these inner simmering turmoils will continue because of the intellect that is active. And sometimes she may take on a very, very serious wrong role, and which is called Avarchande, a totally wrong path, on a war path. Now the intellect takes on a war path role, and then she will destroy a lot of people around. And yes, and then so if you do not allow yourself to be cheated deliberately, then supposing she is acting up, allowing yourself to be cheated deliberately is to not allow the role of the intellect to take over, and that is a very beautiful way of what difference does it make. You see, Niruma says, you are so hung up on the people who are so-called cheating you on the outside the home, but you have zero idea of how much deception is being carried on by your own wife and children within your own home. You don't know how much cheating is going on by them within your own home. And you have zero awareness because they are employing deceit through it. Niruma is saying he is opening up the closet every day, and he cannot find the money. But she has such a very beautiful way of hiding the money in between specific corners of saris, etc. So she has complete access to the money where he does not. He has zero idea that she has been hoarding so much money. And the ladies on the left side are all smiling and laughing. This is in Dada Darshan, about 2001. Paryushan, which is a very special time when people have gathered together in September to look at their own faults and be done with them through a detailed external introspection, through the presence of the Gnani, and then an internal direct access. In those days, Niruma used to conduct Paryushan live without reading any books, specific books of Dada Shri, just talking as she is talking right now. And so this is the excess buddhi of the intellect of the one who is deceiving on end, and the one who is relatively noble and straightforward doesn't even know that he is being cheated. But now that the Gnan has manifested in terms of the awakened awareness, then there is no necessity and role of the intellect there, and therefore it is very good, and there is the possibility that one can then rise higher. And then it is not really necessary to manipulate the intellect too much if you are in the five agnas. However, recognize that when the agna, the one thing that makes you slip from agnas is the excessive intellect that is being continues to be fed. Yes, you need to become straight and simple and straightforward, which is called sarad, S-A-R-A-D or S-A-R-A-L in Hindi, saral, easy, straightforward, without the employment of the intellect. Such human beings are in the form of either little children or awakened, fully awakened ones like the Gnanis. The Gnanis are like little children. They have no role of the intellect. They have allowed the intellect through understanding and allowed the subservience of the intellect in their own selves, in their relative selves, to the benefit of a higher cause of liberation, not only of the self, which is already liberated, but also thus allowing the other person who is most likely to enter into the conflict with you, also such a person to become free from the intellect. And so, Dada Shri has called it Chudel. Chudel means like a witch, like a very, very wicked witch. So the intellect is a Chudel, it's a wicked witch. She will not let go of you, my friend. So understand that one of the techniques is to allow yourself to be cheated deliberately. But of course, the highest way is to be very, very installed and instilled in the application of the five agnas. The reason this Chudel, this wicked witch, has clung on to you in such a heavy manner is because you have always promoted her. You have swallowed compliments, you have swallowed the sweet taste of doership, when you know very well that it is the evidences that are required for something to happen, you have swallowed the whole cheesecake of the compliment. When somebody says you did a good job. Somebody had said, oh, Dada is a Jnani. Yes, he is a Jnani and he is great in the realms of the self, but he has zero awareness in worldly interactions. Somebody told Niruma that. Niruma then told him, you don't understand that he is letting go on a deliberate manner. He is letting go. He knows exactly how you are conniving and deceiving him, but he just lets go. You think he is dumb? No, he is one of the smartest human beings with reference to worldly interactions also. He is not really going to get you into. And so, even he, many times I have noted Niruma that Dada never insisted, he will say once, and then if the other person doesn't catch it, he will let go and take off. And the Vitaragas were very smart. The Vitaragas, those who were almost on the total, on the just before ultimate liberation, they were the fully enlightened ones, the absolutely detached ones, and they were like this. The very intellectual person are very, very smart. They are very exact in their worldly interactions. And these very sure people with their worldly interactions, because they have employed their intellect with precision, are such that they will finish off all their worldly interaction once, including accounts, and then the surplus time will be used for the S capital self. What's wrong with it if I just kind of make sure that my grandson or my son or daughter is all taken care of? They recognize, then there's nothing wrong with it, but recognize that it is, who is this that is making this kind of calculations? It is verily the intellect, is it not? Yes, if it is happening on a natural manner, let it, but do not let her become your boss. Do not let her become subservient over you, somebody take you over, be in control, etc. Now, there is a little pause here, Niruma looking around. This hall in Simadhi city is filled with about 800 to 900 Mahatmas who have not been able to join Deepak Bhai. Question and answer session. He says, there is some work is left. Kinnar is asking, yes, after taking Gnan, I still have my worldly interactions and obligations still left. Yes, so there the intellect is there. Yes, the intellect is necessary there. He says, but sometimes there are complications because of it. Niruma says, that is why we said, yes, you need to use the intellect for worldly interactions, business interactions, word interactions, but do not ever let it come to the level where conflicts arise with other human beings. That is called the bakedo or serious explosions or conflicts. Yes. And when it comes to worldly interactions and the potential for worldly interactions, yes, Dada Shri or the Jnani would take some kind of use of the intellect, but with a full awareness that she is to be kept as a servant and not allow her to become the boss, to keep her subsided, to keep her subservient, and then use that intellect in a very artful manner to get the work accomplished. Yes, at the end of the work that is accomplished, you do not take its and may compliment it. And complimenting it is to say that I did it well, or to accept somebody else's compliment. How would you know that you have complimented your own intellect? It when somebody else says that you have done a very good job, instead of allowing the Agna number 3 to kick in, you kind of take a little bit of smugness and satisfaction and kind of look around feeling high on the horse of the ego, and that is the trap. And so do not allow it to move in that direction at all. Let me give you a very beautiful example, and the older people know about it, between Gnan and Buddhi. How would you differentiate between the intellect and Gnan, Pragna force? This is because when the intellect is functioning, you might think that I'm doing Dada's work only, and that I'm doing it for the world, am I not? The Niruma remembers an event of the 1980s. One day Dada tells Niruma, and I was doing work on Aptavani book work. Dada asked me, Niruben, you're doing a lot of work of these books, Niruma and Niruben. Oh, this is nothing to do with the self as capital. It's got nothing to do with the self as capital, Niruben. Niruben, Dada, and this is the speech of the Gnani. I'm assimilating it, I'm editing it, I'm totally absorbed in it, I'm manipulating it. And will it not go into the fifth agna, that it's going to make credits in the fifth agna? Dada says, no, there is nothing of the S capital self in it. This is not being done by the S capital self, is it? All this writing, editing, cancelling, kind of manipulating this and presenting the speech of the Gnani and printing it, etc., it's got nothing to do with the self. Niruma says, no, it is happening for my S capital self, is it not? No, then Dada says, no, it's got nothing to do with the S capital. And Niruma says, she took a break, she says, wondering, I was doing this for years and years, and what's happening? Nothing is happening, no benefit for the S capital self? And I was in a wrong notion here. Then Niruma says, Dada, well, then who is benefiting from this? Niruma, then Deepak Bhai says, this is all intellect. It is all being done by the intellect, tells Dada. It's got nothing to do with the self, as capital. Niruma just said, and then she says, all my steam and all ego just got punctured. All the air out of the balloon got plopped off. I became almost completely empty because of this thing. Whatever little less was left, I was a little, of course, I was quite disturbed, Dada. Dada, I'm just going to give up. I don't want to do anything from tomorrow. I'm just leaving all of these things alone. I'm not going to mess with this. She tells Dada. Dada says, oh, now here, look here. Now, what did you bring something in? Now you entered into a new hole, have you not? Dada, you're saying this and you're saying that. I do not understand. On the one hand, you're saying this, and on the other hand, you're saying this. If it is not of the self, then it is of the S non-self, you says. I just only want that which has something to do with the S capital self only. Dada says, don't you know, it says S capital is not the self. It is really the intellect that is doing this. You need to recognize that it is the non-self complex that is doing it. This is what you had carried over from last life, and it is happening. And this, what that you had carried over from last life, is now helpful for you in this life, helping other people with and share with these things. This is an effect of yours in this life. You, Y capital, needs to know, recognize, and harness this intellect beautifully, and get her done, and get her to do the best work. You are not to do the work at all. Y capital are not. You let this intellect do the work to the best of the capacity for as to the benefit and the salvation of others. But as long as you have any kind of a subtle sense or awareness that I am the doer of this all, then you are setting yourself up for a major difficulty. And so this was the exact satsang of Dada Shri with Niruma, which really gave a very beautiful answer to the intellect that has to be used for the benefit of others and to be negated and absolutely subsided for where there is conflict, reactions with others. So this is, otherwise the ego, the hungry ego, will swallow all that has been accomplished, and it will really throw you deep into the ravines and the deep valleys of the relative self from which you have been trying so hard to rise above. And the intellect will take over the commission of self-satisfaction, small self satisfaction, and now Sirish Bhai says, we do all this work of Dada. If I tell others that I am doing the work of Dada, then the ego intellect will we'll take over. But Niruma says 100%. If you tell others that I am the one who is doing it, then even though you are doing it in the eyes of the relative world, you 100% is gone in the wrong direction. So this is very important, because all of you have done some work. And yes, there are conflicts arising because of subtle interactive conflicts. And the Purushart, the highest inner and energy of the self, is to wash off these negativities from within. And even, as you know, when they come for the Jnanvidhi, the first thing we tell them, oh intellect, surrender your intellect here. You surrender and just sit down here quietly. And because even in the Jnanvidhi and in the post-Jnanvidhi, it interfixes us. So they try to dissect the Jnanvidhi and they try to say, oh, this sentence wasn't said, this wasn't said exactly, this sentence was never said, in which year did Dada said this sentence of the Jnanvidhi, etc. Why allow such intellect to come in? Recognize that this is also the role of the intellect, and therefore the intellect therefore takes over within the Jnanvidhi, instead of allowing the beautiful flow and the magnificence of the Jnanvidhi to flow towards the self. And yes, it is. Yes. You see, it is the sangha, is the associated energy of the live force that is giving you the gnan, that is allowing the Jnanvidhi to express within you. And at such a time when there is this magnificent opportunity of the living gnani, who is the medium through which this original concentrated energy of the gnan that is flowing towards you is coming to you, that the intellect kind of interferes in the this gnan samvidhi sentence wasn't uttered together. And so you've just messed up a very beautiful process of the Jnanvidhi itself, have you not? So when you want to empty your bladder, you know, would you not just go anywhere? If you got to really empty your bladder and you live a large hall and you cannot find a toilet, would you not even go into the bushes and quickly relieve yourself? So there. So in other words, even if you allow a little bit of it, it's like a full bladder, you see. So empty the bladder, you see. The intellect is the full bladder which is going to relieve itself, even as the Jnanvidhi is going on. So empty the intellect, just make it slow, sit absolutely outside in a corner and say, I'm entering this Jnanvidhi, I'm going to allow myself to be bathed in the pure light of the Absolute Self, as it just engulfs me in these words that are coming through my living Jnani in this Jnanvidhi. Dada had warned everybody to leave the intellect aside, because yes, and so what do you mean tonight? And then what do you mean after the Jnanvidhi? I just have to go to sleep by reciting, I am pure soul, I am pure soul. Absolutely, yes. Go to bed. What do you mean go to bed? Have you ever made curd? When you warm up milk and you put a little bit of yogurt in it, and then you stir it up a little bit and you cook it in a warm place, and then just go to bed. What do you mean go to bed? I don't touch it. No, I don't get up in the middle of the night and look at it to see if it has been made. Yes, you see. Yes, go to bed. When the morning beautiful yogurt will be, just very nicely gelled yogurt will be there, which will come out in nice piece, square cubes, as you lift it up with a piece of spoon in the morning. But this dummy, he wakes up in the middle of the night and he opens up the little place where he's kept it, and he looks at it and he stirs it up. So this is the dakho, and this is the dakhal. Dakho is the interference of the intellect, and dakhal is the interference reactions of the intellect. We only continue to manipulate, give more fire to the conflicts, and therefore What the heck do you want to do with the words? What difference does it make whether Jnanvidhi sentence was uttered in this way or this way? Are you not concerned with the results? Do you want liberation or do you want to find faults with the Jnani or his or her ability to really deliver it exactly as the Jnani Purush, the original Jnani Purush, delivered it? Just because you happen to be there and happen to have attended a few Jnanvidhis with the original Jnanvidhi, what the heck are you trying to do, my friend? And so this is a very... And then afterwards when you wake up, he says, how do you see Shuddhatma, the pure soul? I am looking at my eyes wide open, everybody, and I cannot see the pure soul in anybody. Hey, you dummy, you are not supposed to see the pure soul with these wide open eyes of yours. You are supposed to see them with your divine inner vision that you have attained in the Jnanvidhi. And so you have to split the two, you have to split the relative and the real, you have to be within the two agnas before you can really see. You cannot just see the external packing only. These are so critical issues. And then when he comes out of the Jnanvidhi, he asks such intellectual questions. Question, next one, Jai Sachidan. Niruma, Jai Sachidan. After Jnan, Niruma. There has been a lot of change in my life, Niruma. All my I-ness and minus have gone, and I do not let my use of my intellect. And I feel liberated by living. I do not allow the intellect any role. I let things happen, he is saying. This is a gentleman who is just giving his experience after the Jnanvidhi. I accept whatever others say. Whatever others want to say, I accept it. Whatever others want to do, I allow them to happen. And my intellect has subsided so much. Yes, I do believe there is intellect is there, but I don't allow the intellect to be used. Now, this experience, who experienced the fact that I am experiencing this bliss? Who? Is that the intellect or the buddhi? Who? And you just woke up and said something, and that has been said by the intellect, but the prajna, the awakened awareness within, knows that it is the intellect that made you stand up and describe this experience. Next one. Question. What about the adjustments of the wrong intellect? It looks like sometimes the misguided intellect adjustments feel like they're the same that have been taken by through the well-guided intellect or the right intellect. How can we know the difference? The wrong mode intellects and the right mode intellects, results. Both the results of... There is a little bit of a difference. There is a difference. When right intellect has been used, misguided intellect adjustments may temporarily tide over things. However, the inner burning and turmoil will carry on, whereas the right guided intellect use will promote harmony, and there will be an inner sense of harmony, as well as there will be Nirakurta, which is the awareness of the bliss of the self also. And the misguided intellect will continue to create emotional difficulties at a subsurface level, whereas the other one will have harmony and a sense of bliss. Next question. Okay, that's the end of the satsang here on the morning of February 16th, 2010. Deepak Bhai is going to do the vidhi for all of us. Deepak Bhai is somewhere in Valsad, in southern Gujarat, where there is an ongoing shibir. 2100 people to receive Jnan in the Mumbai Jnanvidhi a day before yesterday, on the 13th of on the 14th of February, a record-breaking number for Mumbai. And now Deepak Bhai has proceeded by train to the Gujarat stations, various other major cities, and we are awaiting the vidhi close to about 600-700 people here in the giant hall, and so Jai Sachidanand. Let us do the Vidhi. Jai Sachidanand to everybody, says Deepak Bhai. Chalo, okay, good. Jai Sachidanand.